Americans have been buying a record amount of stuff during the pandemic, and that's exposed some weak links in supply chains. Inventories are shrinking, delivery times are growing, and prices are soaring. The Federal Reserve says supply chain bottlenecks are one of the factors driving inflation to its highest level in more than a dozen years. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on how some businesses are trying to cope.
John Nephew runs a Minnesota company that sells tabletop games in the style of Dungeons & Dragons. One of his newest offerings is called Dice Miner.
So it's a game about dwarves who are mining in a mountain. It's a dice drafting game.
The games are manufactured in China. And these days, the cargo business is its own roll of the dice. Last Christmas, Nephew ordered a 40-foot shipping container full of games, and he expected a delivery in about 6 weeks. The games finally arrived in a little under 6 months.
We were booked on something like 8 different shipping voyages in a row and had them canceled from under us.
There's so much freight coming across the Pacific now, Nephew's shipment kept getting bumped. And when it finally arrived on the West Coast, the container was immediately emptied so it could be sent back to China for another load. The games continued on to Minnesota by truck rather than rail. The final shipping cost from Shanghai to Duluth was about $12,000, at least 50% more than Nephew had budgeted.
That shipping price is going to look like a bargain within the next couple of weeks with the way that things are looking. It is just a mess.
Gene Soroka hears a lot of stories like this. As executive director of America's busiest cargo port in Los Angeles, Soroka has been getting an earful from frustrated shippers.
We feel the importer and exporter pain, no doubt about it. The impacts that all of this has had is noticeably hurtful to these men and women who are trying to do their jobs in the supply chain.
The Port of L.A. just logged its busiest month in history. Well over 500,000 shipping containers arrived on the docks to satisfy America's booming demand for Asian imports.
This just continues to show the strength of the American consumer during this pandemic-induced buying surge.
The record volume of cargo has overwhelmed longshoremen, truck drivers, warehouses, and railroads. Vessels are waiting up to 5 days just to get into port, and it can take 10 more days for a container to be loaded on a train. Things aren't quite so busy on the East Coast, but Philip Marfuji says he's paying more than twice as much as he did before the pandemic to ship a container of cheese from Italy to New Jersey. Shipping times have not only gotten longer, but also less predictable.
Like the other day, I had 8 containers show up. They should have been like 2 a week, and all of a sudden, they all showed up at once.
All of this creates costs and headaches for businesses that had grown accustomed to reliable, just-in-time delivery. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says he and his colleagues have been surprised at how much prices have increased as a result. But Powell expressed confidence the bottlenecks won't last forever.
Prices like that, that have moved up really quickly because of the shortages and bottlenecks and the like, they should stop going up. And at some point, they, in some cases, should actually go down.
The Biden administration has created a task force to address the most urgent shortages, like computer chips. Brian Deese, who heads the president's National Economic Council, says the task force will also look at building more resilient delivery networks for the future.
One of the things the pandemic exposed is just the degree of vulnerability we have across our supply chain.
As pandemic fears decline and we're able to spend more of our money on travel and entertainment, Americans are expected to dial back our purchases of stuff. But that's likely to take a while. The busiest months for the Port of L.A. are usually around the back-to-school and holiday shopping seasons. Director Soroka says it's likely to be early next year before cargo volumes shrink back to normal. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.